podcast. First things first, I made an Instagram account for the podcast specifically because, first of all, I just wanted to see how many people were actually interested because I just post everything on my main Instagram account, and I'm like, most of these people probably do not even care, which is fine because I have a good amount of people in my life who do care to listen. So the name is Get Packing Podcast on Instagram. So if you do have Instagram and do want to follow along, go ahead and follow that. Also, I know I mention a lot of things in the podcast and I'm like, I'll share pictures of those, and a lot of the times I forget. But this way I will actually be posting them for the people who want to see them. So if you want to see pictures of things that I talk about on here, follow the podcast page. Also, I'll ask for like questions and stuff on there. So yeah, go follow that. I did post a question thing. One question that I got asked was, how much is iced coffee in Australia? I'll just be straight up. This question is from my mom. But we love that for her. Sorry, guys. I, like, still have a little bit of a cough. Anyway, iced coffee, I feel like, is really affordable. It's, like, $5, which, let me see how much that is U.S., amount of times I've looked up AUD to USD is literally insane. Okay, let's see. $5 is $3. Like $3.20. So I think it's really cheap. But yeah, and it tastes better than Starbucks and stuff. So I think that's good. Another question I got asked was about if I got the nanny job. Now we have a breaking news update that I literally just got. Like maybe less than an hour ago. So, confirmed, I did get the nanny job. Yesterday, I had a phone call with the dad of the family, and it went really, really well, except he said he wouldn't need me for 3 or 4 weeks, and obviously, I'm ready to get started because I've already been here for 3 weeks, so I'm ready to get going on something. So I was a little bit disappointed with that because I wasn't sure if I should take it or look for something else or go travel around, or, you know, it's really hard to make a decision when there are so many options. So anyway, that phone call went really well, but I was still a little bit iffy, like, I don't know. I was still a bit disappointed because I just want everything to work out right away. Obviously, that's not how things work. However, I got a call from him this morning, and he said, listen, I've had more time to think about it, and I don't want you to go to a different job if this is something that sounds good to you. So I'd be happy to have you move in sooner and show you around, teach you how I want things to be done, and free accommodation, free food, if you're willing to not get paid for a few weeks, but just stay here. So that was music to my ears. I almost cried on the phone because I just would love to get out of the hostel, and I don't even need to start getting paid yet. Like I'm doing fine on my money situation, but I just want to be able to be doing something and get out of the hostel and do something different and get more of a routine. So I'm moving in next week. I have a FaceTime call with him and his sons in the next few days, so I can get to know them. They live about an hour out of Sydney, so he didn't want me to have to travel there and back by myself in the evening and stuff, so which is really, really kind of him, very considerate to think about a young girl in a big city. So yeah, we're just gonna do a FaceTime call and see how that goes, and then next week I will be moving in. So that is a very, very exciting update, and yeah, could not be happier, honestly. It's crazy how much changes in a day, because yesterday, as some of my friends saw, I was crying and trying to figure out what I should do and just feeling so lost, and then today, boom, we're back in business. We're taking some wins now. So let's see. those were the questions I got on Instagram. Please ask me more questions. I would love, I just want to know what you guys want to know, because I get so caught up in just living here, and sometimes I post things that I think people will think are interesting, but I really don't know. So if you have questions about the city or Australia or the culture or the food or anything, just let me know. And yeah, I'd be happy to do an episode on like recommendations once I do a few more things in Sydney of what I would recommend. So the last few episodes I feel like have been a little bit, not negative, but I just felt a little lost, and I wanted to be transparent about that, because I think it's good to not be like, oh, I just moved to Australia and it's all sunshine and rainbows, which, by the way, I've been getting so many TikToks like that, and it just makes me sad, because I'm like, first of all, it makes me feel like, why is my experience not going like that? And then second of all, I'm like, you're not really giving a realistic representation of what backpacking is like, because I think people should know that it's really, really challenging. And yeah, I don't know. I just think, obviously, it's very fulfilling. I already am about to talk about like why it's so fulfilling, but I don't want people to think it's just super easy and I think I'm like some cool travel girl, because I most of the time do not feel that way. Most of the time I feel like, why am I here? What am I doing here? Should I just go home? Should I go somewhere else? Should, like, yeah, constantly in a state of stress. So anyway, I just wanted to provide a realistic expectation for you guys. But now I do want to talk about some of the more positive notes, because after talking to my friends the past few days, I've realized I do need to be more proud of myself and acknowledge the things that I have done. So we're going to talk about some wins today. First win that I thought of today when I was thinking of this idea is taking the bus by myself, specifically with all of my bags on me. So when I first got to Sydney, first of all, I was supposed to get a shuttle. I had to wait forever for it. I can't remember if I talked about that. And I was like, am I going to have to get an Uber? Am I going to have to take a bus? Whatever. And the thought of taking a bus, first of all, by myself, freaked me out, because I'm like, how do I know where this bus is going? Like, I don't know. I didn't know how to use public transportation before. And on top of that, the embarrassment of having all these bags with you and looking like a turtle with my massive brown backpack on me. And yeah, just the whole thing made me anxious. And then today I moved hostels and I just got on a bus by myself. I take the 333, which, by the way, I'm going to get that tattoo at some point when I'm here, because I've taken that bus so many times, and angel number, and I just think it's cute. But anyway, took the bus by myself. I know exactly where to get off. I know where to get on, know where to get off. The times are irrelevant. If you ever look up the time, it's not going to be right. But the good thing is, at least that bus comes like every 3 minutes. So that's nice. And I took the bus with all of my bags. I had one bag on my back. Then I strapped my little tote bag to my big bag, put it on my shoulder. And then I put my small backpack on my front. And I look insane. And I'm carrying all my stuff around. But it doesn't matter. And I felt so calm on the bus. It wasn't anxious at all. So that's my first win, is just learning the public transportation and not being embarrassed. Speaking of not being embarrassed, we'll count this as a second win. I'm podcasting in a park right now. So sorry about the noise. You cannot get away from construction in Sydney, like, at all. I'm podcasting in a park right now. I don't think anyone's really looked at me. And the nice thing about the city is that no one cares what you're doing, because there's so many people here. And if they do, someone near you is doing something weirder than you, 100%. So there's just no need to worry about people watching you, which, of course, I could learn that lesson at home as well. But it's just, you know, sometimes you have to get away from home to actually have the lessons hit home. Yeah, I don't really worry what people think about me here because there's so many people and no one is even looking at me. And yeah, so just lesson number two, not caring what people do or not caring what people think of you. Okay, my next win is a huge one. How many friends I've made. One of my biggest fears, I think I said in my first episode, was not making friends. That has been the least of my issues this whole time. It is so easy to make friends here, probably partially because of like the hostel culture, like it's so easy to make friends. But every single day I meet someone new, and I usually, like, the theme has been like you have a friend, like a best friend for like a week, and then you go your separate ways and you keep texting and calling each other and checking in, and it's just really nice. Like, you make friends so quickly and you become close so quickly because you're in this boat together and you have no one from home. You have, like, you know, half the time you want to call someone, your family's asleep because it's a different time zone, and you just have to learn to trust each other really quickly. So anyway, that's one thing that has, like, blown my expectations out of the water is, like, the friendships that I've made here. And I'm not even scared to make friends anymore. Like, when I go to a new hostel, I'm like, I know that I'm going to make friends, and I know that I can put myself out there. And yeah, it's something that I've gotten so much better at in such a short time is, like, as I was saying before, no one cares what you're doing, and so no one cares if you just go up and say hi to them. And one of my friends that I met at this last hostel, I wasn't even going to go to this little coffee thing where you can meet people because I just wanted to break from socializing and stuff. And I ended up going, and I met her, and we hung out this whole week. We had the best times together, and we went on late night walks together and just had chats. And it's just crazy, like, how quickly you meet people and how quickly you get close with them. And it's just become a lot easier for me to put myself out there, and it just makes me feel so much more fulfilled because I always wanted to at home, but it was just like the anxiety of like, what if people think I'm weird, what if at the hostel there's no what if. It's like you either make friends or you sit in your bed and be sad, and I didn't come here to sit in my bed and be sad, you know. So my only option is to just meet people and put myself out there, and every time I do it, it gets easier. Like, it's so hard because I want to, like, preach this to other people, but it's like, how many times has someone preached this to me, and it, like, it doesn't sink in until you actually do it for yourself. So, that's probably my biggest win is the friendships that I've made with people who I never would have met before, who live, like, halfway across the world. Like, I have friends from Norway, from Sweden, from Ireland, the UK. I met some people from Israel, like, some people from South America. Like, it just, yeah. I'm very, very thankful for that. Like, even though I've been stressed about jobs and housing and whatnot, like, I can't believe that I now have friends from across the world that I never would have met before this. So, that's a really, really cool win. Let's see if I can think of any other wins. Well, one win was that I had a hostel room to myself for like a week, which I think that was literally sent by the universe or God or whatever you believe in, because I just needed a break from sleeping with random people in my room. I had the room to myself for a whole week. The bathroom was so tiny and not fun to shower in, but you know, I got to sleep peacefully. I got to change in my room without having to go to the bathroom, and yeah, it was just nice to have a few days of peace. So I'm very, very thankful for that. This German man moved into my room a few days ago, and he was nice. I think he said he's 29. And he's a psychologist, and he's getting certified in Australia or something like that. He was talking my ear off every night because he's trying not to be jet lagged when he gets back to Germany. So he's just like staying on the sleeping schedule that he would have in Germany. So he's been going to bed at 3 or 4 in the morning and then getting up at like 11 or noon. And he needs the light on because he's working at that time because he's trying to stay on. So, anyway, just annoying because he's talking my ear off when I get home and I'm trying to go to bed. And, yeah. And then he also told me he was upset that I had already booked my next hostel because we should just travel together because it's easier to travel in pairs. And I'm like, I did in fact just meet you, sir. But good luck with that plan. Yeah, you meet some interesting people at these hostels, along with a lot of good friends, but also some other interesting people. I'm moving into a new hostel this afternoon. I just have to wait for it to the room to be ready. But I'm excited. This one looks really nice and it has free breakfast. Whoop whoop. Love the perks. So yeah, looking forward to that. And then I only need a hostel for another week and then I can move into this guy's house. And yeah, oh, I'm so excited for that. And I'm excited to have a routine every week. And it's just so good for me. Like, I wish I could just be a nomad and travel around all the time. But yeah, if you know me, you know I need my routine. So, okay, I think that's all the things I wanted to talk about. But I did want to do something fun and do a little Aussie slang quiz. And then if I think of anything else, we will chat about that. Let's do BuzzFeed. It seems easy. How much Australian slang do you actually know? Let's find out. What is the John Dory? I think that's... So the options are... What are you doing today? Why did you do that? What's the gossip? What the fuck are you wearing? I'm gonna go with what's the gossip. Yep. Got it right. John Dory rhymes with story. Awesome. Australians have just, like, interesting saying. Dog's breakfast. Ugly, a confused mess, gross food, quirky. Dog's breakfast. Gross food? Oh, a confused mess. I don't think I've ever seen an orderly bowl of dog food. Dog's breakfast means a confused mess. Okay. Rip snorter? Rip snorter. Okay. Something extraordinary, a complete weirdo, someone who's drunk, something difficult. Rip snorter. I'm gonna go with someone who's drunk? Nope. Something extraordinary. If you need an example of how to use rip snorter in a sentence, the Aussie Slang Dictionary suggests, look, mate, I'm having a rip snorter of a night, alright, so don't go bringing up the money I owe ya. Wait, what? Something extraordinary. Having a rip snorter of a night. But extraordinary in that case seems bad. I don't know. Let me know if anyone has any explanations for these. Have a Captain Hook. To have a break, to have a drink, to have a sandwich, to have a look. Have a Captain Hook. I think it's a look. Yep, to have a look. I feel like that would make sense because Captain Hook would have like a binocular. Wait, not binoculars. What's the one that's just like the one? Monocular? Monocle? I don't know. What is it called? Do you guys know what I'm talking about? Like a binocular, but it's just one. Anyway, I feel like this one makes sense. Put a sock in it. Oh, that one's definitely shut up, right? Yeah, okay. Yeah, I like that one. Put a sock in it. I'll start saying that. Bushman's blow. This one sounds, kind of dirty. Okay, to sneeze in your hand, to yell at someone, to use your hands to drain snot from your nose, ew, to describe an awful experience. Bushman's blow. I feel like maybe to drain snot from your nose? Yeah. Ew, I hate when people do that. Hit the frog and toad. To get out of here, get your shit together, go to the shops, a holiday. I feel like it's get out of here. Yeah, that's awesome. Instead of hit the road, hit the frog and toad. This is cracking me up. I need to start using these. Okay. Chock-a-block. something that's full, something that's weird, something that's broken, to drink a beer. Chock-a-block. I feel like it's to drink a beer. No. Nope. Not at all. Something that's full. Oh, it's like chock full, kind of. Chock-a-block. Okay. Cobber? Cobber? Gobber? I don't know. Oop. Are we paused? No, we're good. Cobber. A toolbox, a pub feed, an enemy, a very good friend. A cobber. I'm gonna say an enemy. Nope, a very good friend. The opposite. Although it sounds insulting, being called a cobber is a rather endearing term. Okay, interesting. Fair dinkum. Oh, I've heard this one. Something that's good or genuine, that's nice, whatever, let's agree to disagree. Dang it, I've heard this one. Fair dinkum. Oof, I feel like that's agree to disagree. Nope. I got 5 out of 10, guys. Fair dinkum means something that's good or genuine. It's all fair and dinkum, mate. Okay, yeah, I've definitely heard someone say that. 5 out of 10 says, you might not know the difference between a durry and a dunny, but at least you know beers belong in an esky. Yeah, an esky is a cooler, by the way. I scored 40% better than other quiz takers. That's because I live in Australia. But 5 out of 10 is still kind of embarrassing. That was fun. Should we do another one? Let's do another one. I saved the links for these, so. Okay. This is only... Okay. 10 questions. We'll do this one quick. What does hard yakka refer to? Hard work, hard helmet, hard day, hard life. I'm going to say hard helmet. Oh, it doesn't tell me the answer. Okay, we'll find out at the end. What time of day is it at Sparrow's Fart? I've heard this before. Sparrow's Fart. Very late at night, midday, very early in the morning, in the afternoon. Okay, Sparrow's Fart. So it's like the bird's butt. So if the bird is flying away... Sparrow's Fart. I feel like it has to be... very early in the morning, because I was gonna say evening, but evening isn't an answer. So it's very late at night, midday, very early in the morning, or in the afternoon. I'm gonna say very early in the morning. Okay, what are mates rates? Oh, I've heard this. It's a discount, but let's see what the answers are. A special discounted price for close friends and family. I think that's it. Yeah. Okay, what does it mean to be knackered? Tired. I know that one. In Australia, McDonald's, formerly known as Macca's. I know that one for a fact. I've been there so much, it's insane. Like, every time you go out, you go to McDonald's. Go to Macca's. What does it mean to have a crack? Start a fight, visit the chiropractor. Try to attempt something, get a paper cut. Attempt something. I know this. What is a sanger? Someone who used to sing, a toolbox, a shower, a sandwich. I don't think a sanger is a sandwich. I don't think it is. I think they say Sando. Maybe. I don't know. I don't think it's someone who used to sing. I'm gonna go with a toolbox, because I don't think a shower makes sense. Okay. To be a stubby short of a six-pack? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's like, what's the saying? Oh my gosh, you guys. Probably yelling at your podcast right now. A few something short of a something. Oh my gosh, we have a saying like that. Okay, the answers are someone who does silly things, someone who's missing a drink, someone who's a bit crazy, someone who only had 5 children. But what is the difference between someone who does silly things and someone who's a bit crazy? Oh my gosh, what is the American saying for that? I don't know. I'll have to look it up after. I'm going to go with silly things. What was the late Steve Irwin's famous catchphrase? Far out, what a beaut, cricky, cool. I actually don't know this. I'm so sorry, you guys. I wish I did. I'm going to say what a beaut, because I just love that one. Okay, what do budgie smugglers refer to? Do you guys know what this is? It's a Speedo, but it's like specifically Australian. It's a male swimming costume. If you don't know what a budgie smuggler is, look it up. There's literally a store in Bondi. I got 6 out of 10 correct. Better on this one. It's not even telling me what the right answers are. Oh, I didn't even get the six-pack one right. It doesn't even tell me the right answers. Well, anyway, I got 50% on the first one, 60% on the second one. That was really fun. If you guys want to try, well, I guess you can't, because I just did. Now you'll know the answers. Well, if you do want to do an Aussie slang quiz, I'll find one and put one in on the Instagram, which you should go follow if you haven't already. Okay, let's see if there's anything else I wanted to do. Well, anyway, I'll just reiterate my points from earlier. Although I want to keep it real with all of you, I also do need to acknowledge the progress that I've made, and I am really proud of myself. I have already grown a lot in 3 weeks, and even this podcast, that's another win, the podcast. Like, sometimes I feel, like, overwhelmed with, like, ugh, I need to find a time to film the podcast and whatever, and I don't take time to appreciate that I, like, barely even had the courage to start this. Like, I was so, so, so unsure of myself, and even still I'm shy talking about it, but, it's something that I like. I like doing it, and, for those of you who enjoy it, thank you so much, and if people don't like it, it's totally fine. If people I know have heard enough of my voice, that's also fine. If people don't like podcasts, totally fine. But I'm just proud of myself for doing it, because I've been wanting to do it, and I like talking about things. And anyway, side tangent, but I'm really proud of myself, and I'm excited to see where I go from here. But I am going to have somewhere to live next week. Major, major wins. So, yeah. If you're someone I've met in Australia, thank you for your friendship. I really appreciate it. The traveling community is, like, top tier. It's just, yeah. Great, great way to meet friends. So anyway, thank you guys for following along with me. Thank you for staying here for my highs and my lows. Hopefully a lot more highs to come. But today we're just going to appreciate the wins. So yeah, I think that's all I have for you guys. But I love you so much, and I will keep you posted. Bye, guys.